It's Saturday night, and Anthony Roll is headed to dinner. He pulls his blue Infiniti into the parking lot at Joe's Stone Crab on South Beach, gets out, and drops a quarter into the meter in front of his space.
I thought I was paying for parking.
Roll looks puzzled. The meter is painted with hearts and flowers and cozy houses. Then Roll notices some fine print.
I don't understand. Why does it say not for parking? What are they collecting money for?
For the homeless trust. Joe Stone Crab has 10 burrito meters, more than anywhere else. And according to Joe's management, they fill up quickly. Which sounds great, until you realize some of that money comes from people like Anthony Roll, who continues to work his way through the fine print.
Homeless helping. Okay, well, I don't have a problem with helping the homeless. I mean, you know.
He puts in a buck more after realizing it's a donation.
But I'm glad I know now. I mean, but they need to make it clear and let people know.
3 years after the first meter went in, people don't get it. Thing is, this is the clearer version of the project.
We walked by 10 of them before we realized what they were.
Ron Book oversees the Miami-Dade Homeless Trust and brought the homeless meter concept to Miami. He saw the idea in action in Denver, where he saw a major flaw.
I looked at these meters and they were like nondescript. Nobody could see them. I missed them. I'm looking for them. I can't see them.
So Book's solution for the Miami meters?
We wanted them to slap you in the face.
Specifically, a slap delivered by pop artist Romero Brito, who agreed to design Miami's meters. And that does help them stand out, especially ones like this at Government Center. It's right in the middle of a sidewalk. You can't park here. And yet it still works like a parking meter. You put a quarter in, and 10 minutes flashes on the screen, right above a sticker that says not for parking.
This is like too many mixed signals.
Designer Kristen Ross was similarly confused by the burrito meters. The entire concept, she says, may have been flawed from the words parking meter.
If it doesn't have to look like a parking meter, don't make it look like a parking meter. We have an archetype for what that object is. People have an automatic conclusion, and that's definitely creating confusion.
Like at Joe's Stone Crab.
Not for parking, but what does that mean?
Even Steven Sawitz admits it doesn't make sense. He's the chief operating officer for Joe's and says, yeah, many of his customers accidentally donate money to the homeless trust. But Sawitz isn't worried about the confused generosity.
You know what? In a way, I'd rather just leave it. If someone realizes, oh my God, I got ripped off for a dollar and I have to give it to charity, there's no intention to be misleading. I'll give them their money back if they're really pissed off.
As for the future of the program, Ron Book isn't giving up. Slapping people in the face with Romero Brito hasn't worked perfectly, he admits. But he has a new solution.
I think the more of them we get out there, the more of our message gets spread.
There are currently 85 burrito meters throughout the county. Increase that number by 600%, says Book, and people will start to get the idea. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.